Good evening, live from the Great Hall at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. I'm Katie Hendrickson. With me tonight, Urgene Kong, violinist and professor of music at the University of Arkansas. We're here to host a very special live broadcast from Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. That's Artisphere Festival Orchestra of 2016, led by Corrado Reveres, performing Mozart in the museum. A very exciting night bringing you live classical music from the Great Hall at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. Good evening, Urgene. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing really great. Thank you, first of all, for having me co-host with you. I'm really excited about tonight's concert. I think our listeners will be able to hear both Mozart's survey of his symphonies. We're going to be hearing a very early symphony of his first, in fact, and also his 11th and his 35th, as well as three insertion arias. So I think we have a really great concert lined up for everybody.
It's a very fascinating journey through Mozart. And by the way, Peter Lane, CEO of Walton Arts Center, is discussing a curtain speech before our live audience. And we are letting you know a little bit about what to expect coming tonight. As Urgene said, we are going to survey Mozart. We're at the second half. We'll go to a full symphony, his Linz Symphony, Symphony No. 36 in C major. And the first part of the program, it's a very special program. We're going to some very early works of Mozart. In fact, Urgene, did you say that he wrote one of these works when he was 8 years old?
Yes, his first symphony, number one, in E-flat major. I actually didn't know this, but he composed this at the age of eight.
That's incredible. And when I hear these things, I can't believe it.
Exactly.
We'll also hear some arias performed by a very special guest soprano, Dana Braywick. And I had a chance to speak with her a little bit when she came into the studio and told me a little bit about her craft, how she became a singer. We will be hearing that in the middle of our program. Very excited to hear her perform these arias, these concert arias. We'll also hear a piece that Mozart wrote when he was 8 years old, and another symphonic work that he wrote when he was also very young. I'm really fascinated to hear the progression of the evening.
Yes, absolutely. With his symphonic works, I think listeners will really be able to hear the trajectory from his influences from Haydn. And finally, when he sort of crystallizes that, the 36th symphony is one of the five final great symphonies that historians sort of group together as a symphony that really showcases Mozart's mastery over the symphonic craft.
And we'll really hear that trajectory tonight of Mozart. And it's a great space to be in here at the Great Hall of Crystal Bridges. If you've never been in the room, it is comprised of windows. The whole room is built of windows. So we are going to see the sun setting here while we're listening to this music. It's a very intimate setting. There really is no stage. So the orchestra is set up right up against the audience. There is no boundary between stage and audience. We're all right here experiencing this music, and you'll be able to hear it live while it's happening here at the Great Hall of Crystal Bridges. Really excited to be bringing that to you. Now, Urgene, you performed as a member of Artisphere Festival Orchestra. I would love to hear a little bit about what it's like to play in the orchestra.
Yes, I performed in the first orchestra concert, the Russian Masterworks, which was the first concert of the Artosphere series this summer. It was an amazing experience. Benedetto Lupo was an amazing soloist, and I've played in the orchestra with the Rachmaninoff Third Piano Concerto before, but certainly for me, he brought a freshness that was truly inspiring for me as an orchestra member. Same with the Mussorgsky Pictures at an Exhibition. I find that with every musician and collaboration that I have, that there's always a fresh perspective and interpretation that every situation brings. And that's always amazing to see how a fixed work with fixed notes can bring so much depth based on little decisions and turns and twists that different conductors and performers may choose to take as they perform their works in their interpretations.
And What is it? Like, Artist Fair musicians are traveling from all over the place to come to Northwest Arkansas. They convene for a very short amount of time, less than 2 weeks this time around. So it's a very intense experience. And what is it like to have all these musicians coming together? And maybe you know a little bit about some of the backgrounds of all these different musicians.
Absolutely. It's such a small, intimate community, the classical music world, in my experience. And so what's so amazing and surprising is that you make friends very quickly, but you also find old friends that you have met 10 years ago, and your paths reconnect. And I find that for a lot of musicians, they have both of these experiences where they will have, as they say, the proverbial 6 degrees of separation with instrumentalists that they know. Friendships form very quickly, and old friendships that may have sort of faded away are rekindled very quickly. So it's a very dynamic atmosphere for sure.
And this is Artist Fair Festival Orchestra, part of the Artist Fair Festival presented by Walton Arts Center. This is a very collaborative effort here tonight at Crystal Bridges, a collaboration between Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, Walton Arts Center, and KUIF Public Radio. We're so excited to bring you this world-class symphonic music live. This is music that Artist Fair is featured on Performance Today regularly, which is the most listened to classical music program around. And so we're really excited that we're able to do this, bring this music to you. Now, you were mentioning a little bit of context about the Linz Symphony, which we'll hear in the second half. Tell me a little bit about that symphony and in the time period in Mozart. You said he wrote it really fast.
Yes, with the Linz Symphony, he wrote it, it's termed the Linz Symphony because it was premiered in Linz, Austria, and it was composed also in Linz. Mozart was on his way back from Salzburg to Vienna, and the year before the Linz Symphony was composed, he married Constanze Weber, and he was in the middle of a few arguments with his father and sister, and so the purpose of the trip was really a trip of reconciliation. He was hoping to reconcile some of the conflicts that he had and also really present Constanze and himself as newlyweds. The trip was partially successful, but unfortunately his father and sister did not truly accept Constanze as a suitable wife for Mozart. So they were on their way back to Vienna, and they made a stop over to Linz. And the Count, who was there, welcomed them very warmly and was only given 4 days' notice of his visit, and so announced a concert in his honor. Mozart looked and saw that he had no symphonies with him, so he...
So he just pulled one out.
Exactly.
Just created one in 5 days.
Exactly.
Amazing.
Exactly.
And it was kind of he was trying to reconnect and kind of make amends with all the people, because people weren't happy about this arrangement. And
absolutely.
So he's trying to connect everyone through music, which is kind of what music is all about.
Absolutely.
In the end. And we're about to hear some arias, concerto arias. We are now hearing tuning of the orchestra. We're hearing the tuning of the orchestra, and we will be hearing an aria followed by Symphony No. 1 in E flat major, the very first symphony he ever wrote. Another aria, then we'll hear Symphony No. 11 in D major, and then another aria, and then we'll have an intermission. So we'll hear some concerto arias. Now, a little bit about the concerto arias. These were arias that Mozart wrote that were inserted into operas by other people.
Yes, so with these arias, what you're hearing, of course, is Mozart's hand, but they're really intended for operas that were not composed by him. So you'll be hearing basically arias that were designed to showcase the virtuosity of the singer.
We're about to hear Corrado Rivarez step out and Deanna Breiwick, our soprano, singing. We hear Deanna Breiwick and Corrado Rivarez are walking out on stage. Deanna's in a beautiful purple gown. She is going to take a bow with the audience, and then Corrado will come to the stage, and we will hear an aria called Voi avete un cor fedele first, followed by Symphony No. 1 in E flat major. Thank you. Soprano Deanna Braywick performing an aria of Mozart, that's Voi Avete Un Cor Fidele. She's just taken a bow along with Corrado Rivas and the Artist Fair Festival Orchestra. We just heard an aria in the Great Hall of Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. Corrado Rivas and Deanna are walking off stage for a minute. We will be hearing in just a minute the Symphony No. 1 in E flat major by Mozart, which he wrote when he was 8. Can you believe that? I'm Katie Henriksen. I'm here with Arjean Kong tonight to present this very special live broadcast here on KUIF Public Radio. We're going to tune again before we hear the Symphony No. 1 in E flat major. Now, this is not really a symphony that we really think of as a symphony because it's a short, it's about 8 minutes long, right?
Yes. It was almost like some people consider it sort of a rough draft for all of the symphonies that were to come. Some people might be interested in a little bit of trivia. The second movement of this symphony features a four-note motive in the French horn that actually Mozart uses later on in some of his later symphonies.
So we may recognize it.
You may recognize it.
And Corrado Rivas is back on stage. We are about to hear Symphony No. 1 in E flat major by Artist Fair Festival Orchestra here at the Great Hall of Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art.
Thank you. Thank you.
We just heard Artist Spirit Festival Orchestra 2016, led by Corrado Rovarez, performing Mozart's Symphony No. 1 in E flat major. He wrote that when he was only 8 years old, if you can believe it. I'm Katie Henriksen. With me, Arjun Kong. We're discussing tonight's very special live broadcast from the Great Hall of Crystal Bridges, Museum of American Art. We are about to hear another aria. We will hear the aria Frei Spielgavi o Dio. Now, these are concerto arias. They are inserted into other operas, operas not written by Mozart himself. Very special soprano in singing tonight, that is Deanna Braywick, and she is a member of the Zurich Opera House. Very happy to have her and hear her perform in the Great Hall of Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. They'll tune up a little bit here, and then we will hear this aria, Frei Spielgavi o Dio, from Deanna Braywick. We're going to hear a little bit of a tuning again before we hear this aria. We're in the Great Hall. You're listening to Artist Fair Festival Orchestra 2016 in the Great Hall of Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art on KUAF Public Radio. Did you catch the French horn motif, Arjean?
Well, it might be a little bit of an obscure reference, but if people are familiar with the Jupiter Symphony,
okay,
the fugal theme, he uses those four notes also in two other symphonies, and it's just interesting. Sometimes it's sort of like a little game of Trivial Pursuit, but it's always fun to sort of find those perhaps unintended repetitions of motifs that
he might have. It was subconscious, maybe.
Exactly.
Yes. Welcoming back to the stage, soprano Deanna Braywick and conductor Corrado Rovarez. We'll be hearing a Mozart concerto aria, Frei Spielgavi o Dio. This is the Artist Fair Festival Orchestra, soprano Deanna Braywick, in the Great Hall of Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art.
Thank you.
Performing an aria of Mozart, For I Spiel Garbi O Dio, along with Artist Fair Festival Orchestra members led by conductor Corrado Rivares. I'm Katie Hendrickson. You're listening to a live broadcast on KUF Public Radio from the Great Hall of Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. I have a special guest with me tonight.
Hi, I'm Urgene Kong.
We are so excited. We are about to hear another early symphony from Mozart. This is Mozart's Symphony number 11 in D major. Now, it might not be number one, which we heard just before that aria, but it is very early formative Mozart as well. What do you know about it, Urgene?
Well, this is one of his symphonies that he composed when he was a teenager. So it might be interesting for listeners to hear. I think it was when he was age 15 or 16. So it would be interesting for listeners to hear the trajectory from age 8 to age 15, 16. The symphony is a lot more developed, as you might imagine, but there are a lot of similarities as well, as you might also imagine.
It is starting to get dark here at the Great Hall of Crystal Bridges. The sun is setting. We are looking out to the expanse of the museum because it is all windows here. Outcoming Corrado Rivares to begin conducting Symphony number 11 in D major. This is the Artist Fair Festival Orchestra live from the Great Hall of Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art.
Thank you.
the Artist Fair Festival Orchestra, conducted by Corrado Rivars. We heard Mozart's Symphony No. 11 in D major. I'm Katie Hendrickson. We're broadcasting live from the Great Hall of Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. I'm here with special guest Erjean Kong. We're announcing this very special broadcast, a collaboration with Walton Arts Center, Crystal Bridges, and KUF Public Radio. We're about to hear another aria tonight. This aria is called Osso in Ciel, Ben Ye Stella. This is where you realize that my Italian is not so great. What can you tell us about concerto arias, Erjean?
Well, these concerto arias, as we were speaking about previously, were insertion arias in that they were often composed by somebody other than Mozart in this situation. This particular aria that we're about to hear was composed by Giuseppe Bonno, and it's one of his later arias, and it really reflects the tastes for exoticism in the West. And of course, exoticism should be in quotation marks, because in this situation, exotic truly means just issues around Turkey and China.
We'll hear from soprano Dana Braywick and Corrado Rivars. They are entering the stage again. We're about to hear this wonderful aria from Artist Fair Festival Orchestra and soprano Dana Braywick, conducted by Corrado Rivars here at the Great Hall of Crystal Bridges. Thank you. a standing ovation for soprano Deanna Braywick, along with the Artist Fair Festival Orchestra 2016, led by Corrado Rovars. We heard Mozart's aria "A Se In Ciel Vengono Stelle." I'm here at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in the Great Hall. I'm Katie Hendrickson, broadcasting live for KUIF Public Radio. Special guest with me tonight, Erjing Kong, music professor and violinist here. We are so excited here. There's a standing ovation for the orchestra and soprano Deanna Braywick. Corrado Rovars is exiting the stage. It is intermission now officially here at this concert, Mozart in the Museum, live from Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. Now, this is an opportunity for you to hear a little more about the soprano, Deanna Braywick. She came in and spoke to me earlier in the studio before the concert. We have Corrado's come back out on the stage. More standing ovation, more applause for this performance here tonight at Crystal Bridges. Erjing, there's so much excitement in the air right now.
Yes, a wonderful performance, and a lot of the excitement from the audience's applause definitely embodies that excitement.
And it started out, bright as daylight, and now it's dark. It's almost as dark as it will get. Crystal Bridges Great Hall, it's all glass, or all windows, rather. So you see out through the whole hall. It's a very intimate experience. We are having intermission. The audience is now leaving, and the musicians are leaving the stage, what is really not much of a stage at all. Let's listen a little bit to Deanna Braywick, soprano. She came into the KUIF studio earlier this week to talk to me about her career as a singer. One thing that I like to discuss with musicians and artists of all types is what makes a singer a singer? Why do they pick what they want, what their craft is, what instrument they play, whether they're going to be a painter? Well, she was very inspired when she was performing Poulenc. Let's hear a little bit more from what Deanna Braywick had to say to me.
You know, it's that the death scene at the end where we're all walking off to be guillotined, and, you know, you're dying on stage, so you're not really dying, but when you're living in a character, you really, really feel it. And so it was like I was seeing my life flash before my eyes and just having this crazy sort of metaphysical experience. You know, in the audience, we had people gasping and shrieking, and all of us on stage and everybody in the audience, we were all in on this experience together. I just thought that was incredibly special, that we were all so invested in that moment, all together, whether we were singing or watching, and I thought, this is something very special.
You have a career as an opera singer, which is a lot different from doing something as tonight with the arias where you're singing along with or orchestra, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on how those two roles are different and how you tackle each.
There's actually more similarities than you would think. For me, I find it a bit more difficult doing the concerts because, you know, when you are doing an opera, you can hide behind a lot of things. You can hide behind the staging, the costumes. In a concert, you're more exposed, but that can also be a very beautiful thing because you can bring more of yourself. You're not masked. It's really you sharing the music and the story. So I find it a bit more difficult, but yet I really also enjoy the medium. You know, this repertoire in particular, these are concert arias, and they were actually written to be inserted into operas at the time when Mozart was living. And they weren't even inserted in his operas. They were other people's operas. They are very operatic in nature. I find that this music is extremely emotionally driven. I find it can only really work if you are feeling the emotion of the piece, because they're so virtuosic. There's crazy runs and high notes and everything that really comes from a place deep inside of you and comes from a place of deep feeling, I think.
So mm-hmm. I would love to hear your thoughts about Mozart, which he's an overwhelming figure in,
yes,
in music. So there's a lot we could say, but I'm curious to hear your connection to him, maybe what is compelling about his music for you.
Well, I think Mozart is probably my favorite composer. I find his music to be the most touching, the most moving for me, even more than, you know, all that really passionate later romantic Italian opera. There's something about the precision the delicacy, the contrast that Mozart accomplishes in his music that really, really touches me. I think his music is some of the more difficult music to sing in the repertoire, but definitely the most fulfilling and satisfying.